So these 3 days are very significant on the Vaishnava calendar and also to all the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, meaning yesterday the disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit. And as we spoke about this off camera, but Saraswati Thakur in his concluding words and Madhyalila Charitamritam saying, if I look very deeply at my guru, as Guru Maharaj says in Sri Guru in his grace, how you see guru is according to the capacity of the disciple. What is their capacity to see guru? The depths of guruta that they can see. So he said, when I look very deeply, and that means Saraswati Thakur with his vision, saying, I see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, ultimately, who's his substantially his guru in the ultimate sense. He's saying, I see the Astanayikas, the Astasakhis to Radharani herself, the full manifestation of guru ultimately. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs, the Ujjvala Rasa Charja, Srimati Radharani, the supreme servitor, the supreme worshiper. As Krishna is the supreme worshipped, she's the supreme worshiper. And it's Krishna, he got the impression in their mutual exchange that although he's Rasaraj, Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he's ecstasy personified, Anandam Brahmano Vidvan, Anandamayo Vyasat. He's full and complete in himself. As people say, if Krishna, why is Krishna seeking loving exchange with devotees if he is complete in himself and full? Because it's not like our position where we're in a state of unfulfillment and we're trying to achieve a position of fulfillment. No, as Guru Maharaj said, quoting, Om Purnam Adak Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasham Purnam Eva. 0 + 0 = 0. Krishna's already full. 0 - 0 = 0. 1,000,000 zeros is 0. 1,000,000 expansions of Krishna. If they all, Avatar, Sar, Gaurava, if they all come in him, same. It doesn't change his position. 0 divided by Krishna, 0 multiplied by 0 = 0. Like that, he's saying, this can help us understand his mystical position. So he tells Arjuna, Paschime Yoga Maishwaryam. When he's showing Virat, Virat Rupa to Arjuna, and Arjuna is astonished to see that, saying, Arjuna, what is the need for all of this? Ekang stenastito jagat, with an angsa of myself, this is all going on. Whatever you conceive of the infinite, that's an atom of finite to me. And also, interestingly, Arjuna, Taneva Rupena Chatur Bhujena. After that Virata Rupa, then the forearmed, as Arjuna's, he's astonished to the point of bewilderment and little too much Gaurava, awe-inspiring, troublesome, practically. To forearm, then at last, when he reaches two arms, what does it say? Somya. Rupa, his beautiful form, reality of the beautiful. Then Arjuna becomes calm. And Krishna says, it is this beautiful form, this Somya Rupa, Arjuna, this is the ultimate form that the greatest saints, devotees are aspiring to see. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santaksa deva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam. It will be out of the range of the yogis because why? Premanjana, prem. Krishna can only be seen that way with loving eyes, eyes full of love, full of Krishna prem. Back to Radharani, the source of all Krishna prem. Right. So Krishna, in their mutual exchange, is thinking, what she is experiencing is greater than what I experience. And I wonder what it is like to be her seeing me. What is it that she sees when she sees me? What is it she sees in me, and how does she see me? And what this ecstasy she's experiencing, what is that like? And what is that what she's tasting, what does that taste like? Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vana Eva Shadro Yena Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrisham Veti Sokyam Chasha Maranu Bhavita Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavadya Sachi Garvasindo Harindu. For these three reasons, he descended as Mahaprabhu. What did Guru Maharaj write? Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. When he takes the Guru Rupa, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, covered in the heart and halo of Radharani. So when Saraswati Thakur says, I look very deeply at Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I see Radharani. And I see Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj as Srup Damodar and Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Gadadhar Pandit. So that they both left the world on the Amavasya is significant. And this Gurudev observing, celebrating Rath Yatra once in Calcutta, went to the Koi Kali Mat. And he mentioned in this one time that we will see on the calendar, it says Jagannath Rath Yatra, and it also says disappearance of Srup Damodar. So there's no information really about disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, that sort of thing not given when they withdrew their manifest pastimes. But Gurudev said very presciently and with great thought, care, attention, that he said, if Srup Damodar disappeared on the Rath Yatra day, so then we can understand, as is described in Antyalila of Charitamrita, so many times from the Gambhir, where there's no windows and only a door with a guard at the door, and they hear the wail, when Mahaprabhu Svaviraha, experiencing that separation from himself, the depths of Srimati Radharani's separation, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, they can hear this piteous wailing inside and rubbing his lotus face against the wall to the point of bleeding, damaging himself. But sometimes when it becomes quiet, they're not relieved because the wailing stopped. They're wondering, as you recall, the tenth stage of separation is death. Has he withdrawn from the world? So then they open the doors, and then they don't find him. Right. Who's so large, there's no windows, and the door has a guard. He's no longer in the room. And then Srup Damodar leads a search party by torchlight. They go to Chatak Parbat, where Mahaprabhu's Brahma, Pramada, Vipra, Lipshakar, his illusion in seeing things is a yogamayic illusion. He sees the sand dune as Govardhan. He sees the ocean as Jamuna. So many times he's jumped into the ocean, taking it to be Jamuna, and he's deeply submerged there for so many hours. So many times Srup Damodar is finding him, as described in the Antya Lila. But Gurudev said, but this morning, this one Ratyatra, he did not find him. And that's Srup Damodar, who cannot live for a moment without Mahaprabhu and his connection, left the world. So he expressed this in that way at that time. Why disappearance on Ratyatra Day? It's very peculiar. Today is the Gundicha Marjan, and we know from the couple weeks back, the Shnan Yatra, that Jagannath, after this famous bathing, he contracts a cold somehow, he's in seclusion. So for those who are lovers of Krishna, the Krishna-loving public, as Saraswati Thakur said, and Jagannath, it's very intolerable for the devotees not to see him, not to have darshan for this fortnight, practically. But then you, as a preface to this pastime in this part of Charitamritam, interestingly, it begins with Prataparudra Maharaj seeking the darshan of Mahaprabhu. And unfortunately, from an external point of view, at the time and as the custom of the day, he's a king. And it will generally, sannyasis are not meeting with kings. That's considered a fault. So by his external position, it's an impediment to his meeting with Mahaprabhu. So the king's telling Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who's approaching others, like, if you could intervene on my behalf and arrange for darshan of Mahaprabhu. And if you think about this, here's this great devotee of Mahaprabhu who has so much love for Krishna, Mahaprabhu, etc. Mahaprabhu's in the same place, but you can't go. How intolerable that would be for such a devotee, right? To know Mahaprabhu. I mean, we have no devotion, but if we heard Mahaprabhu is nearby, but we can't go for some reason, it will have a devastating effect. But even devastating effects in Krishna consciousness are full of, they're wealth giving, because that will plunge the heart into a great panic and agony of separation, to be that close. To be so distant, in a sense, is preferable, because you can understand the situation. To be that close and be unable to meet is intolerable. So Pratap, he's begging the devotees to somehow arrange this. And they know this is very unlikely to happen. So they're thinking what to do. And then they all meet. It's very sweet, the devotees, and Nityananda Prabhu. And they're thinking, maybe if we just praise the king, but don't push it. We just say the king, how much devotion he has in this way. And maybe that'll soften Mahaprabhu's heart and something will come from it. And they're going, yeah, that's a good plan. That's the plan. We'll just praise the good qualities of the king, but we won't say anything about a meeting. Yeah, all right. They all go in and they're there like, They see Mahaprabhu and they can't say anything. And Mahaprabhu says, I can see that it seems like you want to say something, but you're not saying anything. And Nityananda Prabhu, you think? Nityananda, Ramananda, they're saying, you know, actually at that time, Nityananda Prabhu, they're trying to say things in favor. And Mahaprabhu saying, oh, I can understand you want me to meet with him. But you understand how that's complicated. And he talks about his position as a sannyasi, a black spot on a white sheet, how prominent it becomes. And Nityananda said, no, you're, the para svatantra to the extreme, the ultimate, it says in the Bhagavatam, you're swarat, you're totally independent. You can do as you wish. You're not bound by, and it's funny to hear this coming from Nityananda Prabhu, the avadut. He's telling Mahaprabhu, you don't have to follow any of these things. Mahaprabhu, yes, but that could lead people to ruination. Anyway, they discuss so many different things and they think, well, Nityananda, it's also beautiful if you consider he's Ananta, he's the paraphernalia, he's everything, and says, maybe if you gave some of your cloth, that he could get your connection that way. And Mahaprabhu agrees to that. And then they think they can't give the paraphernalia of Mahaprabhu, which he accepts as Mahaprabhu, and that's happy for him, but not, it's just making his desire even greater. Then Ramananda comes. And we hear Ramananda, because of his position previously, he's more of a diplomat, understands diplomatic. Remember, he's also Bhishaka Sakhi, who understands diplomacy. So it's just perfect. Ramananda is a little more diplomatic than the other group members. And he's saying, the king's threatening to like give up the world and in their context become, what does it say? A kapalik yogi. Like he's going to give up his kingdom and go wandering if he doesn't have your darshan. And Ramananda's thinking of some other way that this could possibly happen. And then Mahaprabhu, interesting, he's quoting the Bhagavatam in regard to Ramaharshan Sutta. And he said, it's said, because remember, Balaram just killed Ramaharshana for his offense. And then they're saying, what to do? And they said, well, the sons consider the Abhijayate, the representative, it's like the father reincarnate in a sense. So if you give the son the position, it's sometimes equal to giving the father the position. So allow his son to come for darshan. And then when the boy comes, he's so beautiful and he looks, his look is such, and his beauty is such, that Mahaprabhu says, anyone who sees him will remember Krishna. He's that extraordinary. Right? And Mahaprabhu likes him very much, embraces the boy. The boy goes back to the king, embraces his father, and it's as if he's being embraced by Mahaprabhu. But this, and that's satisfying to a certain degree, but making his desire all the more intense to meet with Mahaprabhu. But it's so beautiful that they're so near. And we can think of so many solutions to this problem from our position. Well, they could do this and that. But it's not like that. This is lila, a prakriti lila, pastimes. And it's meant to take the heart to a deeper level of love and affection and greater magnitude of intensity. We know ultimately when Mahaprabhu and his dancing in Rath Yatra from exhaustion enters, what is it? Jagannath Ballabha garden or other garden? But there, Prataparudra Maharaj finally, in a humble dress, not the Rajvesh of a king, but the just humble, ordinary dress, he entered where Mahaprabhu is lying exhausted, needs someone to like massage his lotus feet and legs, and he shows up to do that seva, and he starts singing the Gopi Gita. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham sravanam mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite bhurida jana. Saying those who tell us about Krishna, they're really giving you something. Now we can understand something about that. Who brings you the news about Krishna? There's no more better messenger in the world, a greater philanthropist. There's nothing better you can do for somebody other than introduce them to Krishna. Agreed? Show of hands. Right. Right. Really, we know that. Now we can. I remember when we're in, where's the place where there's this big lake in Russia? I mean, there are many places. Nope. It's a, why can't I remember? Nope. Nope. Anyway, I'll think of it. It's a huge lake. No, it's a lake. I'll try and think of it. But we were there staying at... No, it's a lake. Petrozavodsk. Got it. Oh. It has different names?
It's like two lakes merging.
Oh, okay.
The White Sea, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Shows how little I know about Russian tattva. Ruski tattva.
That's the gulag.
Oh, the archipelago.
Well, I mean, you can reach there by working.
Okay, so we were there. Petrozavodsk, that's the place.
By the way, that's where the remote monasteries and on them, wooden churches made with no nails, like totally wooden.
Oh.
Very beautiful.
Yes.
Now they're in eco-digests of the worldwide.
So there, we're having these programs at this devotee. We're staying like in his sister's room or something, and she's kind of like going along with everything, but she sees night after night, we're talking about Krishna, Mahaprabhu, this, and she was saying like, why don't you, if you really want to help people, why don't you like go outside and distribute some food or something? But every night you sit here like talking about Krishna. So I could understand. She didn't understand the value of Harikatha. That it's, you know, tavakatamitam tapta, life-giving, life-saving nectar. Just to eat some more food and go on with the death march in the land of mortality is not a glorious activity. Anyway, when he chants that verse of Gopi Gita, Mahaprabhu jumps up and he's saying, what you've given me, this is Krishna who made all of this in the Radha. He's saying, what you just gave me, I can't possibly repay you for that. So I embrace, that's when he embraces Prataparudra Maharaj. To the degree that one understands or does not understand this pastime, indicates something. Gurudev like to say, when Vyas makes the slokas, and then we get janmadyasya yatonva, he said, like the dance of elephants, janmadyasya yatonvayad itaratas cha arteshu bigyasvarat. He said, like, a thrill, except, but you don't want to come too close. It's dancing elephants. He said, but when he goes into the Gopi Gita, tavakatam ritam tapta jivinam kavibir iditam kalmasa apaham sravanamangalam srimadatadam bhuvi grananti te buridajana. He said, like the dance of peacocks. Very beautiful, when Vedavyas has the gopis expressing things. So, and this is so powerful that one person, I'll just say it this way, one bogus person came to Gurudev, but he knew how to sing this, and Gurudev initiated him, and then later he told me, he goes, no, I really shouldn't have done that. He goes, but he sang the Gopi Gita. You know? So the guy's like totally bogus, but when he sang the Gopi Gita, just my heart melted. Yeah. And then I thought, all right, he's a Sanskritian, he can chant Gopi Gita, that'll be good for the prestige. But now I see he's Puggle, and it was a mistake. He's the one who, after he got Harinam, he told, go chant your four rounds in the Nat Mandir, sat on Gurudev's Vyasasan to chant his four rounds. I guess you say, Krishna says, you know, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kore Atma Samarpa, they become equal to me. Not necessarily an invitation to stand on the altar. As Mahaprabhu does. Guru Maharaj, I would say, Nityananda would sometimes see Krishna and Balarama in the altar and say, come down. Your time is gone. Now the time has come for my Lord, Gauranga. So, that Mahaprabhu informs the king and Kashi Misra and all the others that he would like to clean the Gundicha Mandir. And they're thinking, this is not a fit seva for you, but as it is your divine desire, we will accommodate that. And Mahaprabhu takes all the devotees there. Remember, why Gundicha is the representation of Vrindavan. So the Rath Yatra is going to go from Dwaraka. Puri is the Dwaraka represent. He's going to go from Dwaraka to Gundicha, Vrindavan. But that temple, it has to be prepared. This is very significant. It's mentioned by Vishwanath Chakrabarti. Baladev, Balaram, when he appears, first, remember, he appears in the womb of Yashoda. He's transferred later to Rohini. Why did Vishwanath say, why is he first appear in Yashoda? To get everything ready for Krishna's appearance. Shingasan, he's Ananta in his capacity. After he, Balaram, he leaves his Ananta expansion behind. So there's this inconceivably beautiful Shingasan throne, it's in the heart, the core consciousness of Yashoda, for Krishna to appear. So Mahaprabhu here, he wants to cleanse the Gundicha to make it fit for Krishna's appearance. And the, you know, symbolic significance being how the heart has to be prepared for Krishna's appearance. And how does he do this? By first, we're told, they sweep the gross things away with broom. Right? Then once that's done, they go back for a second time to clean the finer stuff. Like, it's very, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, the gross things are more obvious. And then so we understand you have to part with that. But then the second cleansing process becomes the more subtle things, kuti, nati, etc., that described by Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, subtler impurity, anartha. Remember, Guru Maharaj says, artha translates as meaning. Anartha means, from another perspective, misconception, the wrong idea. So we have the wrong idea about what Krishna consciousness is, or what is guru, what is a devotee, what is deity, what everything has to be reconceived. Reconceptualization, as Guru Maharaj says, acquiring the proper angle of vision, that's a lifelong project for a spiritual practitioner. It's not saying, oh, I did that. No, it's we aspire to that. Cheto darpana marjanam. How are you going to clearly reflect upon things unless there a certain amount of cleansing has taken place? Cleansing of the consciousness. Now, remember, even interestingly, that when they are doing Gita promotion and they quote, you know, Thoreau, Emerson, and all these different people who appreciated it, what did Thoreau say, the American transcendentalist? Or Emerson, one of the two of them, I think Thoreau, he said, in the morning I bathe my mind in the stupendous cosmogonal glory of Bhagavad Gita, in comparison with which our modern literature seems puny and trivial. So he's saying, every morning I bathe my intellect with the Bhagavad Gita. Say daily cleansing process. What did Saraswati Thakur say? Beat your mind with a broom when you wake up. And Guru Maharaj, the way he said it, and actually his voice was quivering, practically, he said, what have I done? Talking about the day before, wasting my life, wasting my time. Please, today, let me do something of value and service to Guru and Vaishnav. So Saraswati Thakur was saying, beat the mind with a broom 100 times upon rising. And that's when he said, and then do what? Saying, Amara Jivana, Sada Pape Durata. This is the Bhaktivinoda, the confessional song. This is my life. There's no sinful activity I haven't committed thousands of times. These are the sort of expression that come out of Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he's taking our position. So Saraswati Thakur is saying, that's when you're saying that, when you wake up saying that and say, let me not waste another day, right? Where there's no Vaishnava Seva, Harikatha, right? Dedication. Gurudev said, you can do spiritual practices anywhere, but you don't get seva anywhere. So when seva comes to you, you fight for that and fight to keep that. Once he was saying, if there was a fight over his succession or whatever, to the point of blood, to the point of death, he said, that's worth fighting for. Yes, it's worth it. When after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance and there was some discord, Gaurima, and some men were killed, someone came to Guru Maharaj and said, you know, oh Maharaj, the sadhus killing one another, we cannot tolerate. You know. And Guru Maharaj said, do you worship Ramachandra?
Yes.
You know, he said, killer. Do you worship Shiva? Yes. Killer. You worship Vishnu? Yeah. Killer. You worship Krishna? Yeah. Killer. All whom you worship are killers. He said, so let us understand what is killing and what is not killing. Nahanti nan hatvapi sa imalokan nahanti nani badyate. There is a plane, or even in which, and killing, one is not killing. Right? We say that without fear, without hesitation, because it's qualified. There's a plane. What is that plane? Not that every madman will say, oh, I'm in that, I've achieved that plane. No, not like that. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that there is a plane like that. And Guru Maharaj said, what does fear of killing? He said, destroying the whole world. And then he added to it, and in that world, right, there's so many sadhus, cows, and other things, too, all getting destroyed. And there's no reaction for that. What is that plane? Reality is for itself by itself. Krishna, the Supreme, Absolute, the Absolute. Krishna Icha, the will of Krishna. Whether or not it is the will of Krishna has to be established. Once in Italy with Gurudev, this man, like a private talk with him, I just happened to be there. And he's telling Gurudev that Gurudev has misunderstood something. And Maharaj will say something, and I'm like, no, Maharaj, no, not like, that's not true, no. And then it goes back, and then finally Gurudev says, you're telling Father Krishna, but I am thinking it is Ma Kali. No, Maharaj is not here. He goes, you're saying Father Krishna, but I'm thinking it is Ma Kali. He said, Father Krishna, Ma. And then finally he said, anyway, Prabhu, what can I say? It is all the will of Allah. So,
by the way, my will of Allah is God.
Yes. Allah, 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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes Gurudev, he heard all that chanting in his childhood, he'd go, Allahu Akbar.
Maharaj, I want to ask a question.
Yes.
You said that beginning of Vrata Yatra, that's something very auspicious time to start something.
Why? Yes.
Why?
First of all, because Guru Maharaj said so. That's enough. But there are times that have been indicated on the calendar as beginnings. So I just happen to know them. I can't give you now like quotes to back up what I know, but like Akshaya Tritiya is another one. It's a little bit behind us. After that comes the Rath Yatra. And Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, they said this is a good time for beginning. We could say because that's when the chariot starts. It's Krishna going back to Vrindavan. It's the ultimate auspiciousness. Right? Look, Mahaprabhu has two focal points of his pastimes. The one that's internal, behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda, we're told Uddhava Darshane. It's like when Uddhava comes to the Braja Gopis with the message. So that's very internal. That's the ultimate high thing, behind closed doors with Ramananda and Srup. I'm saying this one inverted, right? But what's the other one is the Rath Yatra. These are the two, and they're both zenith points, right? The one extreme, that's where the songs of Chandidas and songs we've never heard are being, quote, and Karnamritam, Gita Govinda, all of that, Jagannath Balabhanatha, that's all behind closed doors with two people. This, in some sense, is public, even though what's going on is extremely internal. it's taking place in a public setting, right? The Rath Yatra festival. So Mahaprabhu, he's singing Yakumara Hara, singing songs like this. Remember, the devotees, they're Gyanashunya Bhaktas, Sharal, Vaishnava, you know. Mahaprabhu is singing something that is beyond their capacity to understand. It doesn't bother them. They're just saying, oh, it's mysterious and wonderful and beautiful. They're not analyzing, you know, wow, why did he, you know. Maybe some, but that would be a small group. But for them, they're just, whatever, they're participating. And remember, Advaita Acharya and his son Achyutananda, Gopal, he has three, the three good sons are from Sita, Thakurani. Achyutananda, Krishna Misra, Gopal. The three others are the three others. But it's Achyutananda who, when he's a little boy, this is so beautiful, like, he is so much in love with Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu came and visit, and they meet, he's like 3, 4, 5 years old. He's the one when overheard Advaitacharya talking to someone who said, who's Mahaprabhu's guru? And Keshava Bharati, you know. And then Achyutananda comes in, Father, what nonsense you're talking. He's talking to Mahavishnu. Telling Mahavishnu, you're talking nonsense. So you tell me, what is the spiritual world? What is Krishna consciousness? That a 5-year-old boy can chastise the Mahavishnu. And he'll appreciate that. And he said, Mahaprabhu, he's Jagat Guru. He doesn't have a guru. He's the guru of the guru's guru. And what you're saying, if people hear what you're saying, the whole world will become ruined. And what is Advaita Acharya saying? Like, come here, son. Like, what a nice boy I've got. And when Mahaprabhu meets him, he says to Achyutananda, he says, you know, Advaita brought Mahaprabhu down. Right? So Mahaprabhu says to Achyutananda, he said, you and I are brothers. We share the same father. So he's very dear and very special to Mahaprabhu. He's the lead dancer in the group from Shantipur. And Gopal, his other brother there, singing, becomes too ecstatic. On this time, when they have a kirtan after the cleansing, and remember, they're washing everything. And we can understand these devotees, sometimes someone pours water on Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and then cups that water, then like going, giving to different people. Mahaprabhu doesn't know. But one person gets so bold that he just goes up and pours water on Mahaprabhu's feet and takes the water away. And he's like, And Mahaprabhu, that's when Mahaprabhu calls Srup Damodar and says, your Gaudiya, this guy, what is this? What's he doing? And he's saying, look, I'm just a jiva soul, and what's he doing? This is all improv. He's showing another kind of thing. And Srup Damodar, grabs that guy by the neck. But Mahaprabhu says, your Gaudiya. And Prabhupada, in his purport, probably quoting Saraswati Thakur, says, this is significant. Everyone in Srup Damodar's line, this is the Gaudiya line, Srup Damodar's line. Because Mahaprabhu used that word in a very special way, your Gaudiya. These Gaudiya, this is what they do. And he's saying, actually, he's very pleased with this person. But externally, he's saying, this isn't right. Many things are going on there. But afterwards, and they have kirtan, prasadam, everything. But the Gopal, Mahaprabhu is dancing ecstatically and Srup Damodar is singing. It's inconceivable. Srup Damodar knows how to sing just perfectly to augment the moods of Mahaprabhu. But the boy, the Gopal, other brother, Achyutananda's brother, he becomes too ecstatic and just faints and practically drops dead from ecstasy. And all the devotees are wailing and crying. Everyone's become they're moved by all this and somewhat emotional. And that's when Mahaprabhu comes and says to them, Gopal, get up. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many songs about this. Compared to the Chitraketu, this one event is infinite. But Mahaprabhu brings Gopal back to consciousness. It's very beautiful and sweet. And you see how much love and affection is there with these are the sons of Advaita Acharya, the Shantipur group. But what did you say to me? Oh, beginnings. So I'm saying, if it is the... This is, as we hear in Brid Bhagavatamritam, that... Remember, it's amazing how all of these things connect. But when you make it to the point of where, in the first part, remember, both parts, sections end, real or culminate in Asamaho Charanarenu Jushama Hangsham, that sloka, which has been identified as by Guru Maharaj as pivotal for Bhagavatam, because that's where Uddhava is saying the dust of the lotus feet of the Braja Gopis is the ultimate achievement. So it's about Radha Dasyam, establishing their supremacy, so many things. So when Narada is gone from the Alaba, the Kumbh Mela Alabahad Brahmins, to the South Indian ones, to Puri, to Indraloka, to Brahmaloka, to Shivaloka, to Prahlad, to Hanuman, to the Pandavas, to the Yadavas, to Uddhava. Remember, Krishna's late for the Sudharma assembly. You go on the other side of the door, what's the problem? That day, he's feeling too much separation from Vrindavan. Can't get out of bed. And overhearing the queens, they're having discussions. Someone saying, sometimes at night, in his sleep, he's calling out the names of gopis. Another queen saying, what do you mean in sleep? Sometimes in the daytime, he's daydreaming. So once a year, he becomes overwhelmed by separation from Vrindavan. Those queens, they're asking Rohini, tell us more about Vrindavan. It's Rohini from Vrindavan. She's in Vrindavan and Dwaraka. When she's telling them with great feeling about Vrindavan, Krishna, he's hearing all of that. He undergoes this ecstatic transformation where his eyes become very big, his form, and he takes the form of Jagannath. So it's Krishna, what we see is Krishna in Dwaraka. Jagannath is Krishna in Dwaraka feeling incomparable separation from Vrindavan, from Radharani and the Braja Gopis in Vrindavan. That's who Jagannath is. That's why he looks like that. This is an ecstatic transformation of feeling separation from Radharani and the Braja Gopis. And he's stunned. So if in that position you can begin, talking about beginnings, if you can begin to take him to Vrindavan, what better beginning could you ever conceive of beginnings? what beginning would be superior to this one? It's the ultimate beginning, the best ever. I remember hearing Prabhupada say that one. He would say, it's the emotional ecstasy of taking Krishna to Vrindavan. Because when I joined 71, by Gurudev's grace, the Nisringa Chaturdasi, a few days before, the Dashami. So, which was the day after my birthday. So it all, like, worked out. So within 2 months, Prabhupada showed up in San Francisco for the Rath Yatra. And I once said to Guru Maharaj about it, I said, you know, I was 19, and so many others were very young, and suddenly we were like immersed. You talk about immersion, total immersion. Right? We were totally immersed in all of these things, and on some level, I was saying, on some level, appreciating it. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, he extended you the capacity to appreciate it. That's what it is. That's what the whole of Krishna consciousness is, the extended appreciation, capacity to appreciate it. What Mahaprabhu did to Sarvabhoma, what everyone, every extension of Krishna consciousness has ever been, a gracious, merciful extension, extended capacity to appreciate that. Right. Reality for itself, by itself. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram. Mahaprabhu comes and Radharani's to preach Krishna consciousness. Why didn't he preach some other way? Because there's nothing superior to that. He couldn't, this is in his estimation, the most superior. When he saw what she has, that awakened him in him the tendency to distribute this also. The highest thing. The best. And it reaches its zenith at this pastime. And that's why Guru Maharaj says, Saraswati Thakur, Vrindavan's for the shallow thinkers. You got that from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kurukshetra's for the man of real bhajan. Now we're back to this. Saying, because separation has reached its zenith, whoever will render service at that time will draw the maximum remuneration. That's why it's the best time. And that's why on this day, at this time, with this concept and this understanding, Guru Maharaj began Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. It's the beginning of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. This moment, this point. Nothing Guru Maharaj does is by accident. And everything is multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and profound to the infinite degree. He's bringing you in connection with the pinnacle of Krishna consciousness. That's when his mat springs out of that plane. And his mat proper takes people into that plane. That's what he's doing. And that's why nothing compares to it. Right? Krishna.